Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
There's only one story in town, only one show in town this morning, and that is the fuel protests. It's on the front of every newspaper. The Irish Daily Star, Unleash the Beasts. The army will today deploy its beast heavy lift trucks to clear blockades of vital sites as fuel protests continue to paralyse the country. The Irish Sun, fuel metal jacket. The army have been called in as fuel price protests caused hell on the roads for a third day yesterday. The Irish Independent, motorists are panic buying fuel as 100 garages run dry. Panic buying of fuel has triggered a national crisis with over 100 service stations running dry. That figure could grow to 250 or even 500 today if blockades have not been lifted, according to Fuels for Ireland. The Irish Daily Mail, country running out of fuel and patience. Patience and fuel tanks are running dry across the country over the continuing blockades by protesters preventing deliveries to petrol stations and pharmacies. The country's largest pharmaceutical supplier has paused all deliveries due to ongoing disruption caused along main roads and motorways by protesters. The Irish Examiner says that emergency services vehicles are running low on fuel and critical care and medicines for sick patients are under threat as nationwide fuel protests enter a fourth day. We heard in the news there, home carers, the home helps around the country, say they can't get around to their clients, to their patients, who really need them in the morning times in particular, but they can't get around. They're meeting the minister today. The Irish Examiner says that our emergency vehicles are running out of diesel and petrol. And then the Irish Times says that the government may engage with fuel protesters. The government is open to engaging with protesters and examining further measures to ease the burden of high prices. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has indicated. The Taoiseach told the Irish Times that the government is open to mechanisms to engage with the protesters, adding that this could be done through established negotiating channels. I'm really confused by all of this. I watched Primetime this morning. Didn't watch it last night, but I watched it this morning. And we had one of the protesters, James Gagan, in studio with Fran McNulty, saying he's going to a meeting today at 2:30 with the government and with the road hauliers and the farming organisations. And then we had Minister Timmy Dooley on directly after him. Now, Timmy Dooley is one of the government representatives at a meeting today with the IRHA and farming organisations. And Timmy Dooley said that it was news to him that the protesters were going to the meeting. And then Timmy Dooley said that they're meeting the official representatives and it's up to the representatives who they bring with them to the meeting. So reading between the lines, first of all, it's very hard because it's clear as mud, but trying to read between the lines, it seems like there's a meeting on at 2:30 today between a couple of ministers and the Road Hauliers Association and the farming groups, and potentially they will be allowed to bring in a protester or two with them to this meeting. Then I'm also hearing that the protesters plan to protest outside the meeting to say we're not allowed in the hope that they'll be allowed in to the meeting. So none of this is very clear. I also saw this morning, now I don't drive diesel myself, I drive electric, so I'm not sure. I did notice diesel was 2.18 at some of the petrol stations on my and diesel stations on my drive in. I don't know if that's gone up. I think it's gone up if it's at 2.18, but you might let me know. You can WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Did the price of diesel go up overnight? And of course, that's if you can get diesel, because a lot of the petrol stations are now saying they've run out of diesel. We do know that there's a boat coming in to Galway at 8 o'clock this morning, and that boat has 6 million litres of oil on board, but it's probably not going to be able to dock and unload. So that's going to cost a lot of money if we've 6 million litres lying there on the docks, not being able to move. And then there's also talk as well that protesters might move to Dublin Port today. And if they move to Dublin Port, that stops the delivery of food into Ireland, which we don't make here. So this is food that we can't make on this island that we need to come in. They could be blocked at Dublin Port. So we're in for a very interesting day. The real crisis is in the Irish Independent. Pubs are down to their last keg as well. The Indo says some pubs in Dublin city centre will run out of beer before the weekend, it looks like, unless deliveries blocked by fuel protests resume. So staff at a bar called O'Connell's on Bachelor's Walk say they're down to their last keg of Guinness lunchtime yesterday. And we have businesses of all kinds who are struggling to get restocked as a result of the protests. The barmen say they've been working with neighbouring pubs and businesses to try and keep each other stocked, and they were willing to roll the kegs in if it came to that. At the Grand Social on Halfpenny Bridge there, the publican said yesterday was due to be delivery day, but nothing arrived. So now we've pubs in Dublin who are concerned that they won't be able to get fuel. And we also have sources saying that Guinness deliveries have been made this week, but that does not tally with what some publicans say they have experienced. And I heard some supermarkets in the city centre as well saying some of their shelves were empty. Anyway, that's all the fuel news in the papers. There's not much room for much else in the papers because of that. However, Melania Trump is everywhere because of this bizarre press briefing that she gave yesterday. It's on the front of the Times of London. "I'm not Epstein's victim," says Melania Trump, and she has condemned the lies linking her to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. So she did a rare address to the nation last night, and she attacked claims that she had a relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, insisting she was not one of his victims and had no knowledge of his crimes. Now, what's been going on social media recently is that there are some accounts which have done AI pictures of Melania and Jeffrey Epstein together, which aren't true, but they were generating and doing the rounds on social media. There were also these rumours on social media that in some way Melania Trump was a gift to Donald Trump from Jeffrey Epstein, which was total lies, and Melania has now addressed those lies. But everyone has been left scratching their heads going, why is she bringing this up now? Some people thought that Donald Trump had half started the war with Iran to deflect from Jeffrey Epstein, and now we have Melania, his wife, bringing Jeffrey Epstein right back into focus. And then she goes one further and calls for public hearings from his victims, from Epstein's victims as well. So the suspicion is that some media outlet somewhere was working on a big story about Melania Trump and she was trying to get ahead of it, but she would obviously deny that. The Italian government are very upset with the Irish government planning to ban disposable vapes. This is in the Irish Times. A rare intervention from the Italian government. They say that Ireland's plans to ban disposable vapes is a disproportionate attempt at total prohibition. Italy makes a lot of raw tobacco, and we know the tobacco industry heavily invests in the vaping industry, so that's probably the reason why. Gym etiquette is in the papers today. This is a really interesting one in the Indo. This is Westwood Gyms, which is a huge gym franchise, and they are addressing a decline in etiquette in gyms. So what they say is going on in gyms is people are not bringing towels with them to wipe away their sweat from the machines. Members are also making unnecessary grunting and shouting noises. They're not wearing appropriate fresh gym attire. Some of the gym clothes stink, apparently. And the issue of phone use was also listed as a common problem in many gyms. And now people are praising Westwood for addressing this, because apparently it's a big issue, the etiquette at gyms. If you're a fan of chocolate, going from gyms to chocolate, there's a survey in the Eye about what our favourite flavours are. And we're quite boring because milk is our favourite flavour. Then it is salted caramel. That's my favourite. Then it's dark coffee, white lime sea salt, which sounds disgusting, mint, raspberry, orange and honey. They are our favourite flavours of chocolate for 2026.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.